Think of it as part pagan ritual, part flash mob, those spontaneous but well-rehearsed dances that spring up in public and go viral on the internet. To prepare, a group of about 7 people gathered for a rehearsal on Barrington Town Beach as kids and families played nearby.
And we'll all just take a nice deep breath in through the nose, and a deep breath out through the mouth.
It looks a bit like a Tai Chi lesson as the group moves in unison through a series of slow, deliberate steps. That is, until everyone begins chanting to the ocean.
Driving wet, have to cry. Driving wet.
That's the part that made me think of a pagan ritual. This is just a handful of the 100 people who will gather at Easton's Beach in Newport to perform during the solar eclipse. The hour-long song and dance ritual is called the Sea Pageant. Director Rebecca Noon says the piece is a celebration of the eclipse and the ocean.
By saying, what does the ocean want, or what is the ocean going to see, or what can I do to make something for this amazing body of water that literally sustains our planet, you just make different kind of art.
Noon is part of the avant-garde theater group that's producing the show, Strange Attractor. For the past year, small groups have gathered across the state to rehearse separately. They'll come together for the very first time on the day of the performance. Many participants aren't trained actors or dancers, which Noon says gives the piece a sense of spontaneity.
There's no sound cues. There's no, like, light cues. It's 100 people moving in unison, and they have to listen to each other enough to stay together.
Noon says the whole thing could fall apart, but that's okay. She says the piece is really about giving anyone who happens to be on the beach a chance to take a break from their everyday lives and see something unique.
I think the audacity of 100 people moving in unison is something that will be really special to see.
Sort of like the eclipse itself. The Sea Pageant dancers will take their places on Easton's Beach in Newport as the moon begins to cross in front of the sun. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.